This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on.
Matt Gaetz, wait a minute. That would mean Rod Rosenstein, the guy that appointed the special counsel Mueller, could have extended a FISA warrant without asking you to reveal anything. Let's say that that's true. Doesn't that mean that Robert Mueller's investigation was predicated on false information based on a false FISA warrant?
Sean, this is an issue where some Republicans disagree. I believe that the information in this memo absolutely proves that the Mueller investigation is built on a rotten foundation, that the entire Mueller probe is a fiction, that it never should have been started in the first place but for bad acts. Right. And so that's my view, and I would suspect that most of the American people would hold that view once they read this memo.
All right, release the memo. Let the American people see it. Release the supporting documents. Methods, sources, national security, beyond that, release it all.
Well, it's being released. And as we were talking with Deneen Borelli, and Scott, this is going to be a bombshell. I think this is going to be huge because it speaks to the very core of the corruption that was resident in the previous administration. I'm not sure that the people are ready to go that far. And I can appreciate their resistance because, you know, it's tough. You don't want to think that the president of the United States was so divisive, but that was his personality. I mean, these are the things that he did. I mean, no big surprise as far as I'm concerned in terms of the deception. But I don't know if we're ready for the truth, as Jack Nicholson would say.
Well, let's say that it is that huge bombshell. How do we fix it then? Because now you're talking about people that are in positions that know a lot of things and have a lot of information, know a lot of sources, a lot of different things like that.
All the methods and stuff they want to keep out.
All the methods and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You now have those people as an enemy of the country? I don't know what it would be. So where do you go from there? How do you work that out?
Well, I think most immediately you get them out of there. And how you choose to deal with it, you know, in terms of prosecution, that's another issue. I mean, clearly this stuff was illegal. If we're going to be a nation of laws, which we say we are, and we have, it's amazing. We say we're a nation of laws, and then we talk about returning, you know, to it. So I think the general consensus is we've abandoned it, and in a sense, you know, kind of like Phil Hotzenfeller, you know, and he writes about lawlessness. This country has embraced lawlessness, you know, whether it's in immigration, national security issues, things like this where, you know, our three-letter agencies that are supposed to not only be iconic and serve the people, and, you know, they've unhinged. I mean, they're unraveling. All this, you know, false premise and all this lying and everything and what they have done. And, you know, this is what our hard-earned tax money has been paying for. They've not been protecting our interest. They really, like, you know, what's been suggested in these emails is that Peter Strzok and, you know, a group of people could have been, you know, at the very top, a small group of people, but they had enough power and influence to where they could move things around. I mean, even to the point that when they were investigating Hillary Clinton, they made sure that was handled at Mission Control. It wasn't going to be handled at the field level. Because at Mission Control, they could control the narrative, and that's what they did. You know, and of course the dossier, and, you know, with Sean Hannity been insisting, and with other guests that we've had on the show as well, yeah, it's obvious, I mean, that they used the dossier to gain access and to, you know, spy on the Trump campaign. This is Watergate on steroids. And we said this early on, you know, when this first came out, that this is what we are looking at. But here it is. This is, man, this is really scary stuff, how bad it has deteriorated. But look it, you know, to your point, Scott, is that it's time to deal with this. And, you know, as painful as it's going to be, America, get ready for this bombshell. I think this is going to really rock a lot of worlds here. But I think also at the same time, it's going to be a big relief because that's what happens with the truth.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Can you imagine if we got back on track, what this country would look like? I mean, in 1 year of President Trump, look how much has changed. Your 401k is smiling again, and you're smiling back. And we're probably, in many cases, a day away, or just days away, where people are going to smile again when they get their paychecks and go, I'm loving Donald Trump and tax reform. It is a good thing. Dr. Herb London joins us now, president of the London Center for Policy Research. The London Center for Policy Research has been organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time, national security, energy, and risk analysis. Dr. London, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, always a pleasure to be with you. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, so much to talk about. Let's address the memo that's coming out today. It is about time, and you've got a sense, Herb, that this is such a bombshell. The way the Democrats have circled their wagons around this, Adam Schiff has exposed himself to no end. You know, McCabe exited stage left. He couldn't find the exit fast enough. Once his boss saw the memo, how are we gonna deal with this? You know, what kind of damage and crisis management control are we gonna do to handle this? And the fact of the matter is that it is coming out. They're complaining, oh, it's been modified. Well, it was modified for the very things that you asked to be modified. And now you're complaining and using that as some sort of excuse to invalidate what that memo is going to represent.
Well, if I were in the president's position, one, I would release this memo today. And I would also release all of the contextual material that go with it. For example, if Adam Schiff is maintaining that this has been modified in some way, send in the modification. Let the public see and let the public judge. My feeling is that this is a terribly embarrassing moment. And for me, it is also a very sad moment. The integrity of the FBI should never be questioned. We should have an organization that stands above the law and for the law, and that is the FBI. To think exactly that it would be politicized at the upper levels, the upper echelon of this organization, is indeed a tragedy for the country.
Well, whether it's the FBI, we saw it with Lois Lerner and the IRS. The three-letter agencies were weaponized under the previous administration. That is clear. I don't think there should be any doubt in anybody's mind that, you know, they talked about what Richard Nixon did during his reign and how he weaponized different elements of the government. I mean, this is Nixon on steroids, if I'm reading this all correct.
Well, it makes Watergate seem like a rather insignificant moment in American history. These are far more embarrassing and difficult situations for the country to cope with. And in my judgment, it's going to take a while for the healing to occur. We've got to make sure that the Justice Department, the FBI, and the CIA are above. I mean, they're simply above any kind of criticism. They do not and should not be involved in political activity at all. And again, what we have seen during the Obama years is the extent to which they were compromised by a president who was really running fast and loose with the truth and with, of course, the authority over which he had the authority over these agencies.
You know, Herb, you think about here they are. I mean, these are the bastions of law. These are our law keepers. They're supposed to be on top of it. And if there was ever a time where we let go and abandon the rule of law, this seems to be it. And this is one of those times that we need to address to heal and to figure out where we made the wrong turns and re-embrace laws in our land.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. You've stated it very well indeed. The Constitution of the United States stands as a document that we must all adhere to, including those institutions that, of course, have the responsibility for maintaining the laws in this country. This is the standard. When people are saying, look, we are going to go into a post-constitutional way, or we're going to follow the dictates of a president, I think we lose sense of what the United States is all about.
Exactly.
This is a country of laws. It's not a country of men and women. It's a country of laws. And we've got to remember that because America stands as unique in this regard. We are, again, a nation given to us through providence with laws that stand through rights and dictates that God has provided.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, that is very, very different from other nations on the globe.
These are time-tested laws. This is, lest people forget, I mean, these were laws that had accumulated and were reinforced, as you said, by the hand of divine providence. Is that, you know, people, you know, have questioned, hey, did God really say? Did he really mean? And you look back in history and, you know, like the Bible says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? When we do things that are godly and righteous, it goes well for everybody, including our governments.
Well, you I think, stated it very well indeed. Look, one of the things that people overlook is that we are basically a religious nation based on a Judeo-Christian tradition. When we use the terms, or Jefferson used the term, all men are created equal, that wasn't Jefferson. That came right out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about a tripartite form of government, we have an Augustinian view, Augustinian assumptions about what is appropriate for our government. When we talk about rights, we talk about rights that are provided through providential law. And that is a very, very different from other places where rights are generally provided by governments.
Mm-hmm.
Governments can, of course, give you rights, and they can also take them away. Not in America.
Right, exactly. And when you say this, Dr. London, it resonates in the heart of most people. I mean, you have to really be hard of heart to not, you know, be encouraged when you hear the truth like that, what you just shared with us. It just connects in that inner man, that inner spirit that we all maintain, and it just resonates in a way that it is music not only to our ears, but to our very souls, because we know it's right.
Well, you know, I think that Americans, by and large, are sensible people. Unfortunately, what we are encountering in the United States today is an attempt on the part of the hard left to undermine the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's come down to. And even though Trump had an extraordinary year in 2017, if you look at the Dow Jones averages, you look at the unemployment rate, you look at black unemployment, you look at the extent to which we've opened up our markets, it's been an extraordinary year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Democrats cannot give this president an ounce of credit. That, to me, is shameful. Look,
right.
You can criticize Donald Trump, and I have on many occasions, with the tweets and with some extemporaneous comments that I think are indeed unfortunate. But you have to also look at successes. This has been a remarkable 2017. The pathway to the future has been established. It came through in the State of the Union address. I think that we are moving in the right direction as a country. And I think Americans are starting to understand that. The president's personal approval rating was in the 30s. It's now in the 40s. And the disparity between the approval on his policies and the disapproval of him as an individual is starting to narrow. And it's narrowing because he is acting like a president. You saw it during the State of Union address. And I think that, by and large, the Americans have come to the same conclusion.
And you saw it at Davos as well, you know, on international stage after international stage, Herb. He has come out and represented our country in a way that it makes us proud.
Well, look, in Davos, here you have all of those cynics.
Hey, Herb, I'm sorry. Hey, let's pick it up from there because we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
I gotta tell you, and you can feel the heat already. It's starting to come down, and you've got, you know, Adam Schiff and the Democrats circling their wagons. We've got FBI officials looking for the exit door. Get ready for this memo, let me tell you. Dr. Herb London continues with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Thank God those days are in the rearview mirror, but the damage control continues, and Donald Trump as we stated before the break, has been doing, I believe, an effective job on the international stage. When you consider, you know, getting over 50 Muslim leaders coming together, doing a sword dance with this president, and I know many people in the country thought, oh my goodness, you know, we never would have expected that Donald Trump would be received in such a way internationally, whether it was at Davos or the UN. He speaks truth to power. He is coming and telling people, look, you need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. It is time for you to honor your commitments. And many of these leaders said, well, you didn't ask. You know, kind of incredible when you think about it, Dr. London, right?
Okay, you're exactly right. Look, in Davos, I started to say this before. In Davos, you had a group of cynics. They were there not to applaud Donald Trump, but to, in fact, chastise Donald Trump. But he gets up and he delivers a speech in which he says, America is open for business. Yeah. And let me tell you about where we stand as a nation. And these people could not help themselves. Mm-hmm. They started to applaud and they recognized the truth in what Donald Trump was saying. If you would have said to most of the people in that audience that you would have a 40% improvement in the Dow Jones averages from the time that Trump is president to the present, they would say, you're smoking hallucinogens. Right. It's not going to happen. But, of course, it did happen. And it's a remarkable development. Now, it's not all Trump. I mean, obviously, the deregulation as well as the tax reform bill helped. But it's not all that. But it's the psychology in the nation. It's the belief that we are moving ahead. Mm. It is the constant refrain that America is in a different position today from where it was 2 years ago. It is the belief that the misery index, which was used time and again, is now moving in a very different direction. All of that, I think, constitutes a change in attitude in America, which is giving business people as well as working people a sense that the future is far more positive than they have been led to believe over the last few years.
Herb, to your point, what the previous administration did was harness the productivity and frustrated the holy what have you out of its people. It was lying dormant. People were having nightmares. They had dreams that weren't getting expressed. They were frustrated. Donald Trump comes in and opens the door, says, domestically, America is open for business. Domestically, he says, your talents, your gifts are, you know, we're waiting for them to be expressed in this country. We are clearing the deck of all these inhibitors, regulations that have held you back. You have been liberated once again because the country is being turned over into your hands. Are you ready, we the people, to return to your rightful authority position and express yourself? And this is what's going on. And people at Davos, you know, I mean, these people are money people. They know it comes down to productivity, and you got to have an engine, and they know America's engine has proven itself time and time again, and that engine is we the people. It is the countrymen that are not afraid to work. You know, we don't take 6 weeks off a year. You know, we keep on working. We're very industrious. That has been our pattern, hasn't it?
Well, Americans are productive. I'm reminded of a wonderful book by Julian Simon, written a number of years ago, called The Ultimate Resource. And what is that ultimate resource? It's brain power. If you remain unfettered, uncontrolled by government, if you are put in a position where there are fewer regulations, the natural ingenuity in individuals reaches efflorescence. That's what we want to achieve. Let that natural ability in the individual come to the fore. I believe it exists in all people. I believe that people have that creative ability. But when you are inhibited by government controls and by a variety of different ways in which government interferes with your life, then it seems to me you'd never see the expression of this kind of creativity. But right now we're entering a very different phase in America. And if you look at this moment, this has to be a Sputnik moment, a moment where the United States comes to the realization that if we want to succeed in the future, we need innovation. And if you want innovation, you've got to liberate the Americans from the control of government.
I think what's coming out here, Herb, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, is I'm sensing the people are beginning to realize that politics isn't all that some have made it to be. I mean, because we get ourselves exercised, we see the inefficiency of the government, the weariness of politics. I mean, when you lose people like Trey Gowdy, who just says, you know, I just feel like I need to take a bath after all these years, so to speak, my interpretation, that he says he's been tainted by politics. I think people may be starting to realize that maybe we're getting ourselves exercised so much, but and precisely what you just said is that the inner man, the expression of each individual, is the higher calling and want for every individual, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Well, culture precedes politics. Mm-hmm. And if you really want to understand how a nation succeeds, it succeeds in large part because it embraces the right culture. Mm-hmm. We have had a culture that's been debased. When you look at the championship game, the college game between Alabama and Clemson, and you look at the halftime entertainment with Kendrick Lamar holding his crotch throughout the entire proceedings, you have to say, what is going on? Exactly. What kind of America is this? Again, I think we're moving in a different direction now. I think we're moving away from that. I think that the country has come to the realization that we have a distinct culture and that what we want to do is use that as a way of moving forward, recognizing the fact that we want limited government, not complete government control. And with that, I think you will see either further development and economic growth of a kind we have not experienced in the United States heretofore.
What was the highlight for you of the State of the Union?
For me, looking out at the balcony and the people who were seated in that balcony. If you wanted to make the argument about North Korea, and the president was very wise, he didn't have to do so by reading a script. All he had to do was to point to this young man who was there on one leg. All he had to do was to talk to the family that lost a son murdered by the North Korean government. You want to understand the brutality of this kind of regime, the contrast between a North Korea and America. There it was in the balcony in that particular occasion.
You know, very poignant. Excellent. I also appreciated the rallying point, the unifying point, and the Democrats all sat. I mean, even though 75% of the people approved of the president's speech, near 100%, I think all but Joe Manchin, as far as the Democratic side, disapproved. What disconnect does that tell you? And I don't know how that fares well. I don't know how you square that up for the midterms and what the mainstream media would want us to believe, that there's going to be some, change of power with the midterms, the way the Democrats have been acting up and acting out.
Well, the Democrats are bereft of ideas. And when the president delivered his speeches during the course of these deliberations, he talked about we the Americans. He didn't talk about I as Obama did in his last State of Union.
Exactly, right.
Where he mentioned the word I 96 times. Very, very different. It's also different in the sense that the president talked about unification. Let's come together. Let's see how we can work together. Let's see what compromise is possible. And interestingly, the Washington Post has as its headline, the president delivers a divisive speech. Divisive? He talks about unity. What do you mean divisive? I don't know where the editors of the Washington Post are.
Well,
they were not in the Congress that day.
Well, they got to go back to their default position, where 90% of what they report is negative. So that's what we were saying. In contrast, you got 75% of the people saying they approve, and then you get the mainstream media going to spend 90% of their time, making it seem bad. It is no wonder that we remain bifurcated. But I appreciate what our president is trying to do, and I believe what's catching on across this country, which is going to be positive for everybody, and that is, as you say, us being unified. Dr. Herb London, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Herb, thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air of
dreams. Hey, it's what you love about us. Our commitment to independence and the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. To this point, we're glad that we could have Media Research Center's president, Brent Bozell, with us. Brent, always good to be talking to you. The CBS poll says 75% of Americans approved of the president's State of the Union speech, and then went on to spend 90% of their time being negative about it. And near 100% of the Democrats didn't like the speech at all. Boy, what a huge disconnect, huh?
I tell you, Bill, the country saw things for how they really are. Mm-hmm. You've had, up until this point, you have had the left despising Donald Trump, the media despising Donald Trump, and a large swath of the American people not liking mm-hmm. him. Let's be very fair about this.
Sure.
So what happened the other night? Everyone expected to have another Donald Trump moment where there would be a lot of bombastic bravado on his part, a lot of jabs and all that sort of stuff. And then he did something that no one saw coming. He behaved like Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. The key thing here is the pronouns. Think pronouns all the time. Bill Clinton was always about himself, first person singular.
Right.
Barack Obama was always about himself, first person singular. Donald Trump is almost always about himself, first person singular. Ronald Reagan was always, always, always first person plural. It was always we. It was always we. What did Donald Trump do? He delivered we over 100 times
exactly.
The other night. And he saw this as Americans. He extolled Americans dozens upon dozens of times. He used the word America. I don't know if he ever used the word I in the entire speech. So that's why you saw 75% of the public started listening to the contents, not listening to him, and not being distracted by him. And 75%, including 43% of Democrats, liked it. That's point number one. Point number two is they saw the opposite. They saw the Democrats scowling, refusing to applaud when he called on people to stand for the national anthem, refusing to applaud when he celebrated black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment being at all-time lows, refusing to applaud when he called for the military to be defended, refusing to applaud when he said we should be sending money to those who are our friends, not our enemies. The Republicans the whole time cheering, and America, 75% of the public cheering. So they saw the real face of the Democrats. Finally, the third point in the analysis, now the public is seeing the real face of the national news media that have doubled down and embraced the Democratic position against Donald Trump.
That's the one thing about this presidency, Brent, and you said it exactly right. If there's one word, the word for the day is exposure. That's what this president has done. It has exposed the bias. It has exposed the lawlessness. And get ready. We're going to have a major bombshell coming up with this memo when this memo is released, how deep this this lawlessness has reached into the inner sanctum of our government.
And notice this. Notice this. Notice how the media are already and have been for days in a campaign to preemptively undermine
discredit
the Republicans,
yeah, sure,
who
absolutely
are discredit them for that they haven't seen the contents of this, but they are doing just as they did. We did an analysis of every story, news story in 2017. The number one story of 2017 was Russia. And the collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. If this memo comes out and shows that this was based on a fraud and that the American government elements of it were involved in that, that is going to be the biggest scandal in the history of this country. And the media are going to have to reflect on that number one story last year. And know that it was the ultimate fake news, the ultimate, not just fake news, but dangerously fake news.
Exactly.
And yet, what are they doing? They're attempting to discredit that memo before it comes out.
Well, the portent of all...
Tell me which side they're
on. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's real obvious. And the portent of this, Brent, was the exit of Andy McCabe. That was extremely revealing, in my opinion.
Let's just imagine this, Bill, for a second. Let's imagine we're in the Bush administration, and somebody is, we're in the Obama administration, and somebody is investigating, and the Justice Department is investigating Barack Obama, and then we find out that this person's wife ran for Senate as a Republican in Virginia and was given a huge amount of money by Republicans to run against a Democrat. What do you think the media would be saying? The media would be up and down saying there was a conflict of interest. The media would be asking, how can this man who is obviously a Republican hack be investigating Barack Obama? What if they found out? What if there was a special counsel that was named after Barack Obama and he hired 16 lawyers and they were all Republicans?
Yes.
What would the media have to say about that?
Oh, without a doubt.
And yes, that this is precisely what is happening right now in reverse. Crickets.
Yeah.
Whose side are they on?
Yeah, it's the double standard of our political environment. It is what it is. I mean, conservatives know that it's always been an uphill battle. It will continue to be. The liberal media, I mean, the media is not going to change. They're going to stay the course. And Republicans, conservatives need to understand that you've got to be bold. You got to be courageous. You got to be able to speak out. And the good news is, Brent, as you've proven with all the hard work and the research that MRC has been doing, is you've got the facts.
Yeah.
You know, they're stubborn things, aren't they?
It's stubborn. And I tell you, but we are going beyond the traditional bias and distortions here. You are seeing we believe what's going to come out is evidence of an extraordinarily serious crime/crimes.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then the question is, to what degree have the media, wittingly or unwittingly, been adding fuel to those crimes since Donald J. Trump was elected president? And there needs to be a national conversation about that.
Well, they've abandoned journalistic principles, and they're paying a price because their subscriptions are down. They're not generating the revenue they used to. People are looking in throngs. They're looking for new sources to get their news and information. The stalwarts of the mainstream media that have had a long-standing influence on this country have been greatly weakened because of the abandonment of these key journalistic principles. Journalist I speak to, Brent, I mean, it's a sad commentary. I mean, they know they're taking a hit, just like the downline FBI, agents and that look and see that something that they were so proud of is now being compromised. But it's not down line. It's at the very top.
There's no discussing what you said. There's no disputing what you said. You're 100% right. It is a very sad day for journalism that it no longer exists.
Right.
You're watching CNN and MSNBC. You're looking at their business formula. They are their numbers are actually up because they are catering to the radical anti-Trumpers out there and bringing them in. But let's be very clear about what we mean by up. It means that in some shows, they have hit a million people who are watching them, meaning there are approximately 329 million who are not watching them.
Exactly. Yes.
Take Trump out of the equation, and they're going to be in a heap of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what has attracted him to Donald Trump. You know this, Brent. He is a ratings juggernaut. You know, Trump is included in just about every hashtag with every media outlet. For one reason only, and that is he gets attention.
And he knows how to make mincemeat out of them in return.
Without a doubt. Again, those the facts and his stellar year right out the gate in the midst of all this resistance, natural disasters, 3% GDP that the pundits and the experts so-called said that he would never reach, maybe by his fourth year, but certainly not his first.
And now they're trying to credit Barack Obama for it.
Thank you, Barack. He says, Brent Mozell on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All this great information is right there about this very independent radio show, because we feature guests that pursue the truth no matter where it leads, like our next guest. Always good to have him with us. Lou Euler joins us, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues. You know, all those kind of things you do around the household that our government seems to ignore. Lou, what is it about our government that they feel like they don't have to do what the rest of America is doing?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when Trump talked last night at the State of the Union, it was eloquent, and he talked the language of America and reached out to outstanding Americans and recognize what they've done. And that's the hallmark of our country and of our society and our civilization is people and what they're doing for themselves, their comrades, and their nation.
Lou, I agree with you. I think it was very appropriate. We've been hearing a lot about other countries, you know, universities spending a lot of time this, it seems, you know, particularly in the last five, maybe even the last decade, where they focus a lot on contribution of other cultures and all that sort of thing. And it seems like some of the information about America is being rewritten and kind of tamped down. You know, Trump comes in and reminds everybody straightforward with the facts that are irrefutable that, again, underlie and identify the contributions not only within our country but around the world.
Yes, yes, and let's face it, our nation is a composite, and we have fortunately attracted the best and brightest from around the world throughout the last couple of centuries, and they've come here to make their mark and make their fortune and to bring up their families and do the right thing. And so this is unique in world history what we have in America.
You know, Lou, and you can tell me if you've seen it different, but I'm beginning to look at this America First concept as the home team. You know, you come here, you want to assimilate, you get the home team jersey, you know, you're an American, forget about all this hyphenation stuff. I think it takes away from, you know, the unity and the purposes that I believe that Americans around this country are starving for. You know, we've been starved and we've been demarcated and bifurcated, you know, to this end that where we want to be at each other's throats. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, hey, we're Americans. Without the hyphenation, we're for America. We want great things to happen because historically, when America does well, the world does well.
You bet. And you don't see an awful lot of people from around the world screaming to any other country like they seek to and scream to America.
Yes.
I mean, we're the only major in-migration nation in the world, and we remain that way, and we attract the best and brightest and give them an opportunity to excel.
Right. And it's just like that diversity lotto thing that looks like it's going to go to the ash heap of history, which is, I think, a smart move here. It's about time. You know, but people have thought, look at it. If they got one of those golden tickets, I mean, that's a lotto win for somebody and their family, along with all the other associate immigrants that come in off of that ticket. You know, so to your point, we remain to be that hill on a shining that shining light on a hill that Ronald Reagan talked about, and it is a beam, a homing beam for people of like mind that believe in liberty and justice for all. And we say, look at, if you have that and you want to add to the proposition of the great American experiment, the welcome mat is open to you.
Absolutely. And what has happened to us over the last 30-40 years, of course, is we have put up barriers to much of the otherwise magnet-like attraction that America represents for jobs, industry, for investment, etc. Now, with major tax reform, we are now seeing, and what Trump spoke about in Davos to world economic leaders last Friday was eloquent in terms of restructuring America as the place, as the magnet for jobs and for development of new income and resources.
Lou, did you notice the response on that? I mean, the mainstream media here in this country would lead you to believe that, you know, Trump wasn't going to be well received. They were going to think that he's just, you know, the clown episode continued. But these guys are business people at the end of the day. They know where to make money, and what Trump was telling them was the truth, and they resonated with it, you know, like much the same way that the Muslim leaders did when you had, what, 50-some Muslim leaders coming together and basically tell America and tell Trump, thank God you guys are engaging once again.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, what is key is just look at the independent action of economic leaders when you look at what Apple is doing, bringing home all kinds of money and jobs here to the U.S. and creating a brand new 20,000. I don't know where they're going to put them in San Francisco, but 20,000.
Well, they're going to open up some new facilities is what they're going to do here, Lou. But
yes.
This is what happens when you incentivize the right behavior. You get right results and right actions that are good for all Americans.
That's right. And, you know, this business of Trump being the tweeter and all the rest and people being upset with that. Why, if you put his Davos presentation and the State of the Union presentation together, he is really an eloquent leader of making America great again.
Exactly. Well, what people are frustrated about, particularly the mainstream media, Lou, is they always control the headlines. They don't like sharing the spotlight. And guess what? Even worse yet, they're kicked to the back of the bus because Trump, you know, creates so much excitement. He's controlling the headlines. They don't even need a headline writer anymore. They just take off of Trump's tweets. And, you know, so they're a little uncomfortable with the paradigm shift that's happening here in the media.
I think you're absolutely right, and he has really created a front and center image for himself and is demonstrating leadership. He's also showing, I think, that he is perfectly willing to work with the Democrats on immigration and other issues if they will step forward. But look at them last night, hardly clapping and not standing up, not being part of America, acting like little, you know, little indigent children away from home.
Yeah, somebody took my cheese. I'm going to be a spoiled brat about it. And the thing is, Lou, my recommendation to our fellow Democrats is you need to tell your people that we're paying for it to get to work. Okay, we don't need them just sitting on their hands, not participating. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, not 50% of the country. We need everybody engaged in the major problems we're dealing with. You know, you've been a pioneer in the balanced budget amendment and the effort. You continue to be the vanguard of this fight for us. And, Lou, if ever there was a time where we could really, you know, come to grips and do something about a balanced budget, don't you think it's under a Trump administration?
Absolutely, and major tax reform is the first indication of the kind of legislation we need to change the direction of America. And next, we've got to control spending, we've got to increase the workforce, we've got to prepare America for the balanced budget amendment that will then control properly the economic future of our nation.
Imagine what the implication and the results that it will have internationally when America has a balanced budget.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, all kinds of smart economists around the world have been studying how large a debt can a country carry and this, that, and the other thing. And so we're well beyond what we should be carrying. And it is the balanced budget amendment and this kind of economic discipline that will restore the absolute leadership of America economically in the world.
Well, the rise in GDP is a great forgiver of sins. I think it'll give us some cover to where we can do some things to move the ball forward to balance the budget, Lou, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is that this is arising out of the states. The founders, in their wisdom, gave us two ways to propose amendments to the Constitution. One, the Congress, and number two, the states in convention. And here's an issue that the Congress itself will not resolve. So the states are taking it up. We're working with them, through them, to get to the 34th state. We're at 28 now. Mm-hmm. We need six more. We're working in more than six. And within the next year, we hope to reach that magic 34 and then have America prepared to receive this kind of perpetual discipline.
Well, this is about the Article 5 Constitutional Convention that remains in waiting and to be realized here for the good of all America. Lou Euler is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, real quick as we wrap things up, where can they go to stay on top of everything that is to their benefit and for them?
Well, join the Tax Reform Truth Squad so we get the right word out, and do it through limittaxes.org, our website, and we welcome everyone aboard.
Well, welcome, Lou Euler. Good to have you with us. We have to say so long. Until next week, take care.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider
bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked.